Okay. Today is Tamur Dat Chavav. We'll start on the Mishnah on Chav Hei Amad Beis. So this Mishnah is out of the deal with the din of a person who's Meimir two Kedushos, meaning he has two animals in front of him, three animals in front of him in the case, really. He has an Ol and a Shlamim, and then he has a third animal, which is going to be the Tamur animal, and he tries to take the Kedusha of the Ola and the Shlamim and put it onto this third animal. The question is going to be, are two Kedushos chal on this animal, or is the Tamura that he does first, since there's one before the other, does that one take effect? So the Mishnah says as follows. Okay, so again, Rashi explains, because you have three animals in front of us here. We have an Ola, Shlamim, and animal C. Mm-hmm. Right? So Guy says, Harei Zo, this animal C, is Tamura's Ola, Tamura Shlamim. It's going to be the Tamura of an Ola, the Tamura of a Shlamim. Harei, the animal turns into Harei Zo, Tamura's Ola. This one, it turns into an Ola. Divrei Rabbi Meir, these are the words what Rav Meir says. Divrei Rav Meir. Rashi says the Rav Meir islay tapas lashon rishon. Rav Meir doesn't hold it. You go according to the first language that came out of his mouth. First thing that came out of his mouth was that it's an ola, so it becomes an ola. Gemara is going to say that that's not necessarily the explanation of Rav Meir here. That it happens to be machlokas in the Gemara in Zvachim and Daf Lamed, and we're not bringing tapas lashon rishon is the explanation brought down in Zvachim that I but not here. And then the Gemara switches here again to Tapas Lashon Rishon, just interesting set of the Gemara. So Divrei Meir, Amar Rav Yossi says, Im Lachein Eskavin Tchila, if at the time he said Tamuris Ola, he already had it in his heart to complete it with saying Tamuris Shlamim. Meaning he wanted to say both, just we're not, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we can't say two things at once. So if he had his mind to say both things, Hogil, V'Ehef Shah Likro Shnei Shemos Ka'acha, since it's impossible to say two things, Ola and Shlamim in the same breath, so then, Devar Kayamim. His Devarim, what he said has effect, and therefore what? It becomes half of a Tamur's Ola, half of a Tamur's Shlamim. So what do you do with that? It's, you know, it's a half breed. So Rashi says, Devar Kayamim, he says, V'chetzia Tamur's Ola, V'chetzia Tamur's Shlamim, and what happens? V'tira Adshet Tistayev, let it graze until it gets a mum, V'timacher, then sell it, V'yavi, D'mechetzia Tamur's Ola, or D'mechetzia Tamur's Shlamim, so, and half of it bring a Ola, and half of it bring a Shlamim. Split the pot. And Rashi says clearly as day, dealing with you have two animals in front of you. You have the Ola and the Shlamim sitting in. How did you know that was open? Oh, great, that's easy. That's how you do. You're dealing with an Ola and a Shlamim that are standing right in front of you. Fine. The Chof Nassim brings down it. Doesn't that have to mean that the Ola Shlamim right here? It means that the Ola, you own an Ola Shlamim. Because you don't have to do Tamura, the animal doesn't necessarily have to be right here in front of you. If you own it, that is sufficient. Okay. But Rav Lazar continues, the Im, Misha Amar Tamura's Ola, Nimlach, the Amar Tamura Shlamim, Harezo Tamura's Ola. But let's say you said Tamura's Ola, you know, Tamura Shlamim also. Meaning your initial intent was not to say both at the same time. Then the first one takes effect. And it's a tumura of an ola, and it does the tumura of the shlamim does not take effect. Gemara is going to say as follows: Amar Yitzchak Rabbi Yossi, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Hakol, meaning Rav Meir Rabbi Yossi, Hakol Moldim, VaOmer Tachul Zu VeAcher Kach Tachul Zu Divrei Hakol Tapas Lashon Rishon. Everyone says that if a guy, this, I guess it's the second case of the Mishnah. Everyone says first. If the guy says first the kedusha of the ola should apply, then to the shlamim, everyone would agree that only gets the din of the ola. It only gets the din of an ola because tapas lashon rishon. Because since tapas lashon rishon doesn't necessarily mean tapas lashon rishon here, it just means that since the kedusha of the ola was already chal before you even mentioned the tour of the shlamim, there's no room for the shlamim to come into effect. Right? Look, Rashi. Fine, that's the case over there. But, and everyone also agrees, lo tachol zo elim kein chalso zo, everyone agrees that if the person says, I'm being meimir, I want it to be a shlamim and a tamura, and the kedusha of the shlamim should only apply if the kedusha of the ola, the kedusha of the ola only applies if the kedusha of the shlamim applies. Meaning, he's explaining that it's all that he wants it all to happen at once. He just can't say it all at once. Then everyone agrees, Tarvayu Kachi, that it becomes, I guess, the chalos of the kedusha of both. Meaning here, it's not a question of tough flush or reason, it doesn't change. It's a question of the semantics of the language that he's saying. right? The low nechlo. What's the machlokas? Elok go mishnah steinu. The machlokas is only what, like in our mishnah. The Amar, our mishnah says, the guy says, tumuras ola tumuras shlamim. The rabbeir saw or mid havli the meir tumuras ola shlamim. Why does he say tumura tumura? Of course, by saying that extra lashon of tumura, rabbeir says it shows that he's separated. He should have just said harayze tumuras ola shlamim. Doesn't like the fact that you added the extra word tumura, right? He says. The Rav Meir Savar, since he should have said Tumuris Ola Ushlamim without adding in the extra word Tumur before the word Shlamim, Amar Tumuris Ola Tumur Shlamim, Havlik Omer to Tokol Zova Akar Kaktokol Zu. By adding the extra word Tumura, he makes it into a case of a guy who's saying A should be Chal first and then B should be Chal. Right.
Isn't that
the way a normal person does? I don't know. Well, how does a normal person make tamura? How does a normal person do the aveir of tamura by taking two animals with two separate kedushos and putting it on a third animal? If you can tell me what the normal way is, let me know. So Rav Meir and Rav Elazar are telling you that there's no normal way for that.
That's what I'm saying.
So the machlokas is, how do you view that? How do you view that lashon? What does that lashon sound more like? Is that lashon like Zoa Farzu, or is that Loshon the Vasachas? So Rav Meir says, because you could have said it in a way, in a shorter way, the longer way makes it Zoa Farzu. And therefore it's not Kal. The second one's not Kal. Normal. So.
I agree with you, but I don't know.
Let's read it again. Lo Nefku El Gomish Masein, or the Amar Tmur's Ola, Tmur's Shlomin. The Rabbi Meir Savar, Midhavli, the name of Tumuris Ola Ushlamim, that would mean both of them together. The Amar Tumuris Ola Tumuris Shlamim, Havelik Amar Tokel Zo, the Akrakach Tokel Zo, and therefore, if a case of Zo Akrazu, the first one is Chal. Rabbi Yossi Savar, E Amar, he says, no. Tumuris Ola Ushlamim, the guy would have thought something else. E Amar, Tumuris Ola Ushlamim, Hava Amina, he would have thought, Kedusha v'ena kreva. Tumuris ola ushlamim, for some reason, the person would have thought that they become kadosh, but you can't be makriv them, because you can't be makriv a half a kadosh animal, right? So therefore, kamash malan, therefore he says, tumuris ola tumuris ushlamim. So his kavana is that the entire animal should be infused with the kedusha of the ola ushlamim. He's wrong, because the entire animal is not going to get infused with the kedusha ola ushlamim, but that's why he says the word tumura tumura. Not because it makes it zoach or zo. That's the language. Rashi says, Savar hai gaivra, the amar tumuras. Rashi says, Rav Yossi amar lacha, kusavar hai gaivra, this guy thought, I amina hai lishna, tumuras olu ushlamim, and I said the lashna, tumuras olu ushlamim, only tumura word once, to have a kedusha bo kreva. Vitava hachi, he made a mistake. The Savar Ema Tumura Akol Chad Chad V'Tehave Kedusha Gemur L'Karev. He wants it to be completely Kadosh and be able to be Makrav it. Hilchak Apa Gav De Amina V'Hai Lishn L'Tarvayu Ikaven Havei Lel Kima Omer Lo Tochel Zo El Akrein Im Kol Zo. His intent was for the entire Kedusha to be Chal, both entire Kedusha to be Chal. Therefore, his intent is clearly not Zo Achar Zo, his intent is to be together. That's what his intent is. Tosos points out clearly as they. Right, Tosfos points out, he says, Amar Yav Yitzhak Bar Yosef, Amar Yochanan Hakol Modim, right, beginning over here, he says, Kachi Ashit Rav Yitzhak Bar Yosef, the title of Meir Lav Mishum Tafas Loshon Rishon. According to Rav Yitzhak Bar Yosef, like we mentioned before in the Mishnah, Rav Meir has nothing to do with Tafas Loshon Rishon here. Because the whole reason Rav Meir is saying that he becomes an Ola, not a Shlomim, is only if you interpret his Loshon to mean that he wants to be Zuach or Zu. But if he says Tafas Loshon Rishon, it shouldn't make a difference whether he says Tumur's Ola Tula Shlamim or Tumur's Ola Shlamim. Ola came first. It should be Tafas Lashon Rishon. Just saying that over here that Rav Yitzchak Rav Yossi Amar Rav Yochanan is ignoring the concept of Tafas Lashon Rishon and explaining Rav Meir. The rest of the Gemara is going to talk about Tafas Lashon Rishon. But here it seems that Rav Yochanan clearly is not giving that example, that answer. Right, look at Rashi again. Look at Tosos. Kach Yeshitu Rav Yitzchak Rav Yossi, the time of the Rav Meir, Lav Mishum Tafas Lashon Rishon. The Amar Tumuris Ola Ushlamim, had he said Tumuris Ola Ushlamim, Afil Rav Meir Modin Tarvayu Chayli. Rav Meir would say that both are Chal. If he had said Tavos Plus Rishon, it should just be whatever he says first. Below Poli Rameir, Elibet Tmurus Olu Tzul Veshlamim, because the Faris should be the Havli Lameimar, because he should have said something else. But it's not talking about the concept of Tavos Lashon Rishon. Okay. Tana Rabbanan, another Braisa. Ha Omer, have a Behemah and Chul in front of me. And the guy says, Behemah Zoo, this animal, Chetzi Tmurus Ola, Chetzi Tmurus Shlamim. Half of it should be a Tmur Benola, half of it should be a Tmur Shlamim. Kula tikrav ola. The whole thing becomes an ola. Divi Rav Meir. That's what Rav Meir says. The whole thing becomes an ola. It gets infused. I guess basically what happens is whatever he said first is the chetzi of the ola. So the half takes effect. The half then infuses the entire animal, and there's no room for the shlamim to fall on. Look at Rashi. Now we'll get to the Rashi minute. Yeah, that's what I said. Mentioned. The Gemara now goes back. It goes back to Tapas Lashon Rishon. Rashi says, Im Tomar, the Tosa says, This is in Rav Yochanan. Different Brisa. Omer Behemoth Zoh, Chetzit Tumor Zola, the Chetzit Tumor Shlam, Kul Dikar of Ola, Diver of Meir, Vacham Omer Tirach Tistayev, and let it graze till it gets a mum, Vitimacher, and sell it. The Yavi to make chetzit tumors olo, to make chetzit tumors shlamim, and in with the money, use the money to buy an ola, to buy shlamim. So Amar Rav Yossi says, im lekach l'skavim mitchila, if this is what he intended to begin with, meaning that he wanted it to be ola and shlamim together, then hovi if shal hosi shnei shlamim skachas devar kiyamim. Since he can't mention two things at once, his words are applied. So Gemara says, well, what's the difference between Rav Yossi and Rav Anan? Rav Yossi and Rabbanan. Moshe says, "Ainachanami, cool Rav Yossi k'tani lei." This whole thing is Rav Yossi. The Rabbanan is Rav Yossi. Rav Yossi at the end is explaining his shita. If that's how his original intent was, then it's both of them are chal. But if he had intent for one, and then was nimlach, like our Mishnah says, and then had intent for the other one, only the first one will be chal. Because once it's already has infused with a certain kedusha, the other kedusha has no room to be chal. Okay. Another brisa. Tanya Idach, Behema. There's nothing to do with Tumor over here now, apparently. Okay? I have an animal. And I say, Chetzi Ola Chetzi Chachas. I'm being makish it straight. Half of it's going to be an Ola, half of it's going to be a Chachas. How does that work? Right? So, Tikrev Ola Divrev Meir. Meir says it becomes an Ola. Why? Because it's an Ola first. It's an Ola first. Ola Tafas Lashon Rishon. This is a Rashi. Behema Chetzi Ola Chetzi Chachas Tikrev Ola. Rashi says, the Tapas Lashon Rishon, which is clearly talking about Tapas Lashon Rishon. Tosos Gadaway goes ahead and says, the Im Tomar, the Rav Yitzchak Bar Yossi, the Rav Yochanan, the Amar, Taim, the Rav Meimer, the Havli Lameimer, the Lomishon Tapas Lashon Rishon, Hakalo Shaykh Lameimer, the Havli Lameimer. He says, according to Rav Yochanan, he said before, that Rav Meir has nothing to do with Tapas Lashon Rishon. Rav Meir has to do with, because he should have said something else. So how do you interpret the Gemara over here? Clearly, the case of Tapas Lashon Rishon over here.
What's the Gemara differently?
This is another brisa. You had different members, a different timeline that brought down the rules. But this is a different brisa. This brisa is not talking about Tumura. The other Bryce was Behemoth Ochetzi Tumor Zola. This is not. This is talking about regular. This is regular Kedusha.
What's the difference?
Different case. The Lacha may be the same. It's a different case. You had hundreds of Tanoim who are learning in the base measures, and one guy learned it this way, and one guy learned it this way, and they bring it down.
It's very repetitive. Exactly.
Why is it repetitive?
We're doing the same. They didn't just go over it. Exactly.
It's a different case. It's a completely different case.
Really?
Yeah. Behemah zo chetzi tumuris ola v'chetzi tumuris lamim. And this is behemah chetzia ola chetzi chatas. It's a different case.
I hear it's a different case.
It may have the same rules in the end, but it's a different case. You're talking about a different scenario. Tani Ida. Behemah chetzi ola v'chetzi chatas. Tikarv ola divra meir. Meir says it becomes ola. I was reading Rashi. Okay, Rashi says, the toughest lashon rishon, the came of the kachi lapalga kedushas ola kachi kula. Since half it contains the status of the ola, it infuses the rest of the thing with the kedusha. Rashi asks, "Vi apa gav de gabi omer raglozo shel ola lo amar of meir tikhus kedusha bekula." Rav Meir holds it. I just say this one regel should be an ola. I don't say the entire animal becomes confused with the kedusha. Kedukani bepirkin. I feel hakad bechetsi moder. Comes to half, he's moder. Why? Kedamin hasam hakol moder in bedavrish meshama tuya bo. Definitely, half of the animal is going to encompass something shemeshama tuya bo. Okay, but the Rav Yossi omer. Rav Yossi says tamus. Rav Yossi says this behemoth shall die because we say that it has the concept of the ola and the chatas in there. And why does it die? So Rashi points out, Rashi is going to say that it dies because Rashi di Ramaspal Thomas, the af v'gemar devar of Adam Nitpas, not only two Thomas Lashon Rishon, even the last language is included, v'ilo mechayiv chatas hilkach Thomas. And since he's not, it has the kedusha of chatas, and since he's not chayiv chatas, it's in the chatas shemes. Why? Ben Gershom says it's because it's like chatush and kapur v'alim b'chera. He's got nothing there. Tosfos says, wait a second. How is that possible? Look at Tosfos of Rav Yossi Omer. Rav Yossi Omer Thomas. Perish Rashi. The af b'gemar devar of Adam Nitpas. V'iyu ein l'chayif chatas l'chot Thomas. V'kosha. Heichi chal kedushas chatas ala klau. How is it possible for the kedushas chatas to be chal at all? Ha amar ben adarim. Then we say in the gemar adarim on that vav. That filu amar al behema harezu chatas. If I'm not obligated to bring a chatas, and I say harezu chatas, right? Harezu chatas, and ainu mukuyim chatas, lomer klum, it doesn't work. If you're not chayv a chatas, and you say this animal should be a chatas for me, it doesn't work. The lashon simply doesn't work. So how do you explain the gemara here? The lafichach peir should be re the hachamayri the amar lechetzit tmuras chatas. In other words, there's it's dealing with tmura case. Then it goes back to your question. But the question would be: the guy says half of it should be an ola, and half of it should be a tumor chatas. So therefore, that would work, because then I can infuse it with kedusha of a chatas, because there's already an extant chatas. But to say that this should be a chatas without me being obligated to bring a chatas, that shouldn't work. So what's Rashi going to say? How does Rashi answer that Gemara? The Gemara is clear as day. How does Rashi answer the Gemara? So, right here, the name of the Shara Melech, who says that the din over there in the Darim is that the ain chatas ban the davar, meaning you can't be mocked of it. It doesn't mean it doesn't get the kedusha. I can't pre-establish a korban chatas. If I'm not obligated to chatas, if I say harezu chatas, I cannot bring that animal as a korban. It gets a level of kedusha whenever the lachos of that are applied, but it can't. It doesn't mean that the animal doesn't get any kedusha. It just what? Why? The Gemara Tosa says it doesn't. Tosa says lower maklum.
Why is that any different than if you have you bring the back of chatas?
Because they're at least obligated in the chatas, and then one's an insurance for the other. Here, what is this? There's no obligation for a chatas here. The Gemara says there's no obligation for a chatas. If you say it's a chatas, it doesn't work. So Rashi's going to say that it doesn't work. It just means you can't be mocked of it. Difficult for Rashi. Okay, so the Gemara says, b'shavim, the Bryce continues, they both agree, v'omer chetzi chatas, v'chetzi olo shetamos. We'll go according to Shitas Rashi. They say, everyone agrees that first you say chatas, and then you say olo, then it dies. Rav Yossi clearly it dies, because both of them are together. And Rav Meir doesn't agree. If Tapas Lashon Rishon, well, if you said chatas first, and you're not obligated to chatas, you can't bring it. So the Gemara says, shavim money. The shavim is a chiddush according to who? Shitas for Rav Meir. It's a chiddush according to Rav Meir, because before he said that you're mocked of the ola, but if you switch the language around, he's going to say that it dies, because the Gemara says, pshita. It's pashit, this case. Why is this a chiddush? It's pashit, because if you said chatas first, toughest lesson reshown, it's a chatas, you're not obligated to the chatas, therefore it has to die. So Gemara says, omar retema, you would have thought, idlo de ashrin, and had you not said this second case, hava mina, I would have thought, time of the Rameya lamishim toughest lesson reshown. I would have thought that the reason that Rav Meir says in the first case that it dies is not because of Tapas Lashon Rishon. Al Hayat Taima, Chatas Me'ureves, Kareva, that a Chatas Me'ureves, the reason why the first case is that, because even though it's a Chatas is mixed in, it can be Nikra. A Chatas Me'ureves is Kareva. Rashi says Me'ureves, Shinas Ta'arbu Bashde Kedushas. The Afakad is that, Vayu Chalila, Kareva, Ho Me'arva, Midi Chaz Lekrava. If you mix in something, two things that are right, Wakrava, you can be Makarit. That would have been your Havamina. Therefore, that's why he says, it's reported as an Ola. So, they were also going to be Hukra. As a Chatas. Because the Chatas is mixed together, it's still Kashtar. So kamash malon the law. Therefore, we have the other case to tell him that even in the case of chatas first, then ola, then it can't be makrav, and therefore the only reason over there is because of toughest lashon rishon. Okay, tani idah. We had another brisa. Amar, a guy says behema zo, this animal, chetzi ola chetzi shlamim. Okay, this animal should be chetzi ola the chetzi shlamim. Different case. Here's about ola shlamim. Before we talk about ola chatas. So chetzi ola the chetzi shlamim. Kedusha, the Brisa says that the animal attains the status of Kedusha. I guess it's got a half status Ola, half status Shlamim. The Ainah Kreva, but you can't be Makrevit, because it's mixed together. You can't be Makrevit. Right? The Osa Tmura, it can make Tmura. If I say on another animal that it should be the same, it should get the Kedusha instead of the first animal, the Kedusha is Chal on the second animal. Utmuraso Kayotsebo. But the din of the tmura is the same din as the animal, meaning it's kadosh, but it can't be fukrav, and therefore it should graze until it gets a mum, and then sell it, and then with the money, use half the money for an olam, half the money for a shlamim. So money, who is this Mishnah like? Rav Yosi. It has to be Rav Yosi, because if it was Rav Meir, and we said Tavos Lashon Rishon, so then what would happen? The first half would take place, infuse it with Kedusha, and now if we said chetze olam, chetze shlamim, it would be an olam. So it's Rav Yosi. It's Rav Yossi who says that both Lashonos can take effect. So the Gemara says, so why isn't Bryson then saying that Kedusha v'ena kreva? Pshita the Kedusha v'ena kreva. We know that's Pashat the halacha is. Because since it's a half and half, you can't be makrevit. So why does the Bryson have to tell me that it's Kedusha v'ena kreva? So the Gemara says, you're right, but I need it for the Tmura. Tmurasa it's drichle. I need to teach you the din of the Tmura. Ma'al v'tema, you would have said, Nihid hilo kreva tmurasa tikari. Beautiful. That it can't be hukrav, but maybe it's tmur can be hukrav on the mizbeach. Kamash malon, maishmahi delo kreva dahave kedusha dechuya. What's the difference between the first animal? Why can't it be hukrav? Because it has a kedusha dechuya. It has a pushed off kedusha, meaning it's not a full fledged kedusha over here because it has that mixed in it. So tmurasanami kvikoa kedusha dechuya kasiya. The din is that the tmur gets the same status as its predecessor, and it also has a Kedusha Dechuya came from it. It came from a Kedusha Dechuya, and therefore it's not Roy Lakrava either. I don't know how you answer the question. Rashi says, Tamura Yitzrichlei, Lashmi Inyan, to teach us the Kayotze Bahi, the Eina Kreva, Elahiti Makar La'afresh, to start the Yavi Demechetze Olu, Demechetze Shlamim, Demadatem, the Eel, Lo Kreva. In other words, the Gemara asks, why would you, it's Pashut that the Tamura has the same din as the first animal. No, you would think that's a different thing. Kamash Malan is the same thing. That's what we said at the beginning. You note the Kamash Malan. Okay. Next. Amar Rav Yochanan. Rav Yochanan says the following case. Behema shel shnei shutafim. You own an animal together. And hikdish chetzi. I'm makdish my half. Hikdish chetzi shilo. I'm makdish my half. Now it's half kadosh. V'chazar v'lakach chetzi acheres. And then I buy your half afterwards. And I makdish it. Now the whole animal is hooked. Alright? So what's the story? So the bride, the Rav Yochanan says, Kedusha the Eina Kreva. It's Kaddush, but you can't be mocking it. Well, why not? It's fully Kaddush now with the faith in Ola. It's fully Kaddush in Ola. It has full Kaddush in Ola. So Rashi explains, last Rashi, Hoyal umitchila kishahiki shchetzia lo haiser uili karev, the lo kach lechetzia, when that was mocked the first half, and that took effect, at that moment in time, it was not Roy, right, to be hooked us, because only half of it was Kaddush. The Keva de lo have di day, and since it's not mine, lo posh the Kedusha by Hishayat the Bakula. We normally say if your makdush half, it goes into the rest. But here it can't go into the rest, because the rest isn't mine. That can't be makdush something that's not mine. They know the makdush davish in a shalo. So what happens? So originally when I makdush the half, it doesn't go into the other half. Now when I makdush the second half, well, 5 minutes ago, it was Dachoy, it was pushed away from the Zayach, was possible with Achrava. I can't now, here half, so half doesn't equal one. Because the half is its own unit, and now it's out, and the other half is going off to something that's not really Achrava anymore. It's out of the picture. Tosas and Gittin, Dr. Gimel asks, what's the difference in the case you have a woman who's a Shifcha, and you free half of her, and you makdish her. And the second you free the other half, the Kedusha, she becomes completely Kaddish. What's the difference? Is that?
Yeah, because it's possible.
This animal is
bringing it up from one status to another.
Right, so you bring this woman. It's a question to Tosos. Tosos asks.
But what about that issue?
Why not?
Why not?
What do you mean? You have. She's first. She's a shifcha. Now she's not a shifcha.
Yeah,
but she's an eved. Tosos asks. Tosos asks. The Gemara Gittin Daf Mem Gimel says that a woman who's a chetshi shifcha of chetshi bas chorin, right? She's a half and half. She's a chetshi shifcha, chetshi bas chorin, and she's niskatsha, right? So you can't be. And then she's freed. The kedushin are automatically continued. Finish it. So the Tosos asks, why by the woman we don't say that after she's freed, that why do we say it goes through? But behemah we say it goes through. So you're saying there's a difference in the. I think the difference is that there are the Tosfos over there answers that the difference is that in this half status can she survive? An animal that's half kadosh can still survive. It's half kadosh. You get the moon, you sell it, and you bring the money as the carbon. A woman who's in that half status is nothing. She can't marry Ben Korah. She can't marry Shifcha. So therefore, she can't stay in that limbo status. The second she becomes free, the Kedusha goes all the way through. Okay, let's just continue the Gemara. Again, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, four lines to the bottom. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Behema shal shnei shutafen, hiktish chetzi, amatish half of it, hiktish half of it shalo, chazar lacha chetzi acheres, vekisha, Kedusha, kedusha ve'in kreva, ve'osa tmura, it can create tmura, right? It's got this half stat, remember, it's half and half, right? U'tmurasa kayotiva, and the tmura is like it. Here's a bigger kedush. Even though at the time of making tmura, the animal is fully kadosh, but it still was nitka from the mizbeach because it.
Okay, you make it tmura afterwards, or it becomes tmura automatically now.
Nothing can become tmura automatically unless I make it tmura.
Yeah, you just change the status.
What are you talking about?
You took a half kosher animal.
No, the animal. The case is, I'm a partner with you in the animal.
Right.
I makish my half. I buy your half. I makish the second half.
Exactly.
Now I make tmura. Now I make tmura.
You just change the status of the animal from a half kedusha to a full kedusha, mild kedusha. That's
tomorrow. What's this Milan Kedusha thing you're talking about?
You just went from half to full.
So?
You're changing the status of the animal.
Well, that's
what
doesn't
do
with
anything.
Isn't that what tomorrow is?
No.
Tomorrow
is. Anytime you change the animal status,
no.
Or sell it from one to another, or do anything that changes the status of the animal?
No, it's when I take from one animal to another animal. Not tomorrow within the same animal.
Yeah.
You're not tomorrow in one animal. It's from one animal to the other animal. The case again is, we're partners in an animal. I makish my half. I buy your half, I makish the second half. Even though now I makish the entire animal, it can't be hooked on Gabba Mizbeah because of the split, the time split. Now I make tmura off that animal, so that's tmura animal is the same din as the original animal, meaning it's kadosh, but you can't be makish it. Okay.
But you can never makish tmura.
You can never be makish tmura?
Tmura?
Of course, it goes in the Mizbeah. Because it's the din. What do you mean never makish tmura? It gets its kedusha status. It doesn't work in that it doesn't take away the status of the first animal. So shmamina plus. We learn from here three things. Number one, shmamina kedushas damim nitka. Number one, you see that kedushas damim is nitka. Why is the first animal not kadush? Because at the time that you makdish the first half, it only attained the status of kedushas damim. And once something has a kedushas damim, you can no longer make it into a kedushas zagot. For the Rashi, hamakdish behemel damim. If I'm mocking an animal for its monetary value, b'shasha ainu ru'i l'gufa, at a time when the animal itself is not top rashi on the base, a time when it itself is not right to be mocked as a korban, gun hacha, like in our case, the chi'akash l'palga, when you were mocked the first half, lo akash el demay, the only kedusha that's chal is kedusha d'amim, u'midri le'im mizbeach l'olam, and you can never bring this animal now onto the mizbeach. So akadaitach, the lo chayal dichoy el amidu d'akish l'mizbeach l'nitka. You would have thought that the only time something is nitcha from being a karbon is if you infuse it with the kedushas mizbeach and in an improper fashion. And now it's pushed away and can't be brought to the kedusha on the mizbeach. Here, when I was mocking the first half of the animal, it's only kedushas damim. Nevertheless, it's nitcha and cannot be brought as a karbon anymore. That's number one. Shema mina kedushas damim nitcha. Shema mina balichayim nitcha. Shema mina also that something that is alive can be nitcha. Rashi says, the afagav the hadar michzu. Even though it's alive, and it became nitcha when it's alive, and now at the later point in time, it would seem that it could be right for carbon because I bought the other half. Nevertheless, it's pushed off. I don't know the difference is here. It says, and a dichoy from the original status can go in zob from the original kedusha. If it was nitcha that's still considered dichoy, and the case of dichoy is not only where it was ro'im lechatchila and originally to be a karbon. Here, there was never a time when this animal had a kedusha that could make it into a karbon. So that the initial hakdasha, I only owned half of it. Nevertheless, that's kedusha meikara, have dichoy meikara, have dichoy. Fine. Amar Rabbi. Before we brought down our machlokes, we remain Rabbi Yossi about a behema that you were makdish half of it for an ola and half of it for shlamim. Right? Chatzi ola, chatzi shlamim. Amar Rabbi, hakol modim. Both Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi agree. Hecha de Amar, where the guy says chetzi ola, chetzi meiser. I don't understand this more here. Half it's going to be an ola, half it's going to be meiser. Divrei I call ola kreva. Everyone agrees that it's an ola. It can't be a meiser. Even Rabbi Yossi agrees it can't be a meiser. Why? Of course it can't be, because you can't be machdish a meiser like that. The only way you're machdish a meiser is through a count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 10. 10 is the meiser. You can't say, this is going to be a meiser. It doesn't work that way. Okay. But now everyone also, the Gemara now has a subject. Hecha the Amar. If a guy says, chetzia tmura, chetzia meiser. I don't know what this case is. So I have an animal, then I have another animal, and I say that this other animal, half of it's going to have the status of tmura of my original animal, and half of it's going to have the status of my meiser. I don't understand how the meiser can even work. Meiser never works unless, I don't know what the suffix is. Meiser can never work unless you're in the middle of a count. So I guess you must have counted, and then you get to number 10. But then it's automatically meiser. I don't understand what the case is.
Yeah,
of course, that's wrong. So then what's the suffix? The Gemara says, my, tamura kamereva. Does it get the status of tamura chikeno heges b'chola kadashim? Because tamura applies to all kachim, whereas meiser, I guess, only applies to a chulin, doesn't apply to hamas kachim. Or dilma meiser kreva, or maybe you'd be makabit as a meiser, so you can't makish lefan of lacharav. Because meiser has the power that if you mess up the count, like 9, 10, 11, it can be makish the 9th and the 11th. So teiku. I don't understand what the suffix is.
Does meiser make tamura?
If you have a meiser animal, I guess it makes tamura. But meiser can't become kadosh itself until you count. So what's the suffix here? How can this become a meiser if you didn't count 10?
He's talking about a case that you did count, probably.
No,
it's not the case. That's not the case. Because if you count to 10, it automatically becomes meiser.
Yeah, whether or not you're in 10.
I still don't understand. We said before, the reason why, look at Rashi. Rashi says, chetzi ola chetzi meiser, divrei ola kreva. I feel this kavim mitulikat to lo chashivim milsa b'tavayim. He says the ain meiser kadosh ki egavna el derech minyan via hu asiri. So what's the next case of a suffix with a meiser? Doesn't work. Okay, next mishnah. Okay, now the mishnah is going to bring now. Here's your semantic mishnah. In order for tmura to work, you have to use a lashon that's mashal of tmura. You can't be use a lashon of mashal of chilul. Chilul meaning that I'm taking this, I'm being mechalel animal A, and animal B is going to be the carbon. It has to be tmura, the lashon of flipping. I don't even know what the difference in the English word.
You can't just do a meiser and then have it take an effect?
What do you mean you can't do it?
I do an exchange. You're the animal.
Well, you have to use a certain lashon.
You're not using lashon at all. You're doing a meiser.
Well, you have to say something. How does it have a chalos? What creates
this?
Yeah.
That's kedusha.
Right.
I go to the store and say, hey, I'm trading this in for a better model.
Well,
you're not going to sell tomorrow.
But you're trading it in. You said that you're trading it in. You can't just have animal A and animal B and go like that. You have to say something in order to affect.
I have to trade it down.
There you did. There's your language. What type of lashon for trading doesn't work? What type of lashon does it work?
So you don't have to use the word tomorrow.
Right. So the way I said, if you say harei zo tachas. So, this is instead of, I'm not going to translate. If you words tachas, tmura zo, khalifa zo, harei ze tmura. That's tmura. If you say michuleles al zo, ain ze tmura. If you say this animal should become chulin, and this animal now becomes, then it's no good. Tmura only works, as a substitution, not as a chilul, not as a deconsecration. You can't use that language. Okay? V'im haya, im haya hekdesh balmum. But if the animal A is a balmum, then yotzi lechulin v'hu v'tzarech lasos damim. If the animal A is a balmum, then you use the chilul process. Then you mechalel it onto something else. But the second animal has to be equal in value or more than the first animal. I can't be mechalin on something less than value. Rashi says, "Tzorich lasos lo damim shtei osus shachulin shavik osus shul hektesh shumachalel aleha v'lo yisan hektesh." You can't hektesh lo sabus. Hektesh always hektesh. The house always has the upper hand. If I'm going to be mechalel from animal A, it has a mum, but the animal B has to have be equal or greater value. It's like the opposite of a sale. It has to be equal or greater value than animal A. So the Gemara says, "Lameimra, based on what you're telling me, Lameimra, the tachas, the lashon of tachas is lishona de atpusehu. It's a lashon of hatpasa, meaning that it should. How's the translated word? Atpuse, investment, as opposed to deconsecration. It's a lashon of investment, meaning in order to do tmura, I have to be investing the kedusha from animal A to animal B. I can't be mechalal the kedusha of animal A and I put it on animal B. So tachas is a lashon of investment, right? Uriminu, I'll ask you a following stira. Okay, we have a following brisa. Kodshe beda kabayas. I have a chulin animal and I make it kadosh, but I invest it with the kedusha of beda kabayas for damim. Kedusha is damim, not kedusha is a guf. Kodshe beda kabayas. The Amar, and then I say, Khalifus zo, tumura zo, lo amar klum. I want to take the kedusha on this animal and be machlev it onto a different animal, or to tumura onto a different animal. It doesn't work because those are the shonos of tumura, and there's no tumura by kachet bedek abayis. There's only tumura by kachet hamizbeach. So the first animal is not mischaleles, and the second animal is no kedusha. But if you use the word tachas zo, I use the word tachas michuleles al zo devarav kayamim. I use the word tachas, it works. So tachas here is mashma, not tmura, because if it was right, the isak adaita lishnai the itpusehi. If it was a lashon of investment, a lashon of tmura, maishna resha, maishna sefer. Why in the case of kedushas guf does tachas work? Kedushas guf. It can only work if I don't use a Tumura Lashon. And Tachas works. Meaning Tachas is not the Tumura Lashon. Yet in our Mishnah, we say the Tachas is a good Tumura Lashon. So which is it? Is it a Tumura Lashon or not a Tumura Lashon? In the case of Kedushas Guf, it seems that it is a Tumura Lashon. In the case of Kedushas Damim, it seems that it's not a Tumura Lashon. Because otherwise it wouldn't work there. The Gemara says, Amar Abaye, Tachas Mishtachas La Lishna Di Tpusei, Vi Lishna Da Chulei. It has both connotations. Depends on the context that you're doing. Right? Tachas mishkachla lishna dad pusei v'lishna dechulei. And I'll prove it to you. Lishna dad pusei, it has the lashon of investment from the following pasuk t'ksiv. It says by the Metzora, it says, v'im tachteha ta'amot ha-beheres. Right? So if the tzaras is standing where it is, and it doesn't grow, right, that's a similar tzaras. And the kohen has to, that it's not tzaras, and the kohen has to mitare. But if the Baharis, but if the case is, let's read Rashi. Neim tachtes tamod, amdav b'mkomo, v'hainu dumyo det pusei. This is like investment. Shehekish omim b'mkomo. If it's standing in its place, I don't know how the Lashon works. If it's standing in its place, now you see it over there. And Lashon of the Chulin, Lashon of Chulin, d'ksiv, tachas anachoshes abhi zohav, it's a nevuah in Yeshayahu, that all the copper that was taken by the goyim and it's not around anymore, in its stead, in its place, they're going to bring zahav, and that's a lashon of chilul, because chilul implies that the first thing doesn't exist anymore. Tamura is that the first thing exists, and I want to bring it onto the second animal. Here, chulul means the first thing's gone, and I'm putting it onto the second animal. Here, the nechoshes was gone; it was stolen. So, but we're talking about the lashon, though.
I understand that.
So, which does the lashon of tachas mean? Tmura or not? So he says it can mean both. And it depends on where you, and it depends on now you say you're shot. When it comes to the Kachim, the word that Tmura works, then the Lashon Tachas is going to mean Tmura. Why? Because a person wants, doesn't want his language to be faulty. A person wants his words to have meaning. So in the context where the word could have meaning, we're going to ascribe to it that meaning. So Tachas by Kedushas Aguf will create Tmura, because we want his words to have meaning. And tachas by kedusha bet the kabayis will not mean tmura because we want his words to have meaning. We want it to be chulin. The hilchah gabi kachim is beyach abdinim tmura lishnat pusehu. The gabi kachim bet kabayis the low abdinon tmura they don't do tmura. And the only way for his lashon to work is to mean it's not tmura. So then lishnat chulehu it's lashon of chilul. That's what Rashi says. Rashi says it depends We want him, and Rashi says, Hilka Kol with her, Bayu Mashma, Lo Masra Kassav El Chachamim, the Yadid Lememer, Hecha Habitachas Atusa, the Hecha Habichilo. I think what it means is that the person's words have meaning, person wants to say something that has an effect, so therefore, since the word can mean two different things, we're going to take the word, we're going to take the meaning in each context to mean something that has meaning, something that will work. I'm not going to say that in the Lashon of Tmura doesn't mean Tmura, in Kedusha Gufa doesn't mean Tmura. In Kedusha Gufa means Tmura. And in Kedusha Betek Abayas, it doesn't mean Tmura. Because otherwise, the person is saying nothing. And you want the person's words to have meaning. Okay, we'll stop here. Have a good day.